I've got a question for you about cooking. Is there any food that can rival the lemon? Any ingredient that comes to your mind? Because I've been thinking about this. I reckon that the lemon is the most versatile food on this planet. You can use it for salad dressings, desserts, savoury food, for seafood, obviously, but also as a cleaning agent, for bleaching, for the smell of it, the aroma. You can put it in your water, a dash of lemon. Well, it goes pretty well in any drink, doesn't it? So tonight I've asked Tonya Jennings, she runs a cooking school called Cooking on the Bay, to come on, and I want to ask Tonya whether she agrees with me or not. But you might have some thoughts on this matter as well. If you do, 1-300-222-702 is the number. Tonya Jennings, hello.
Oh, hi, Renee. How are you?
Is there any other food that can rival the versatility of the lemon?
Well, I don't think so. I agree with all of what you just said because basically it covers every area of our domestic life, doesn't it, really? I use it in almost every class. And as I was sort of thinking about this morning or today, I went through and I've got countless recipes. In fact, I don't recall, I've got a huge cookbook library because I was a librarian in my former life. And I don't think I have a book entitled Lemons, but I think that I've got one on eggs and mushrooms and all these things. You've sort of given me a bit of inspiration here. But I use it for cleaning my copper bowls with some salt. I use it for washing the people's hands in cooking class. If they've got garlic or onion on their hands, they can rub lemon all over their hands. And then for everything that you want to sort of balance flavours in, and almost everything we want to cook, we balance flavours in. So, you know, they can be preserved in salt, they can be dehydrated, the zest can be dehydrated, the juice can be frozen, the lemon shells can be frozen and then zested when you need them. You can keep that in the fridge and it's an easy way to zest lemon. So it is truly quite countless. And even in my duck liver pate, I see here that I've got quite a bit of juice of a lemon, and we always balance the duck liver pate at the end of it with some salt, and we will balance it with lemon juice too. So the list goes on.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking up a few well-known chefs. One of my favourites is Ottolenghi.
Oh, I thought you might mention him.
Ottolenghi, the London-based Middle Eastern chef. And he says, and I quote, "If there's one ingredient I could never live without, it's the lemon."
Yes, I would have to agree with that. I use it all the time, and I do add it to my water, and I do add it to sparkling water. In fact, we'll often serve it at the table here. And a slice of lemon or in anything that you're drinking is always very nice. People add it to their beers sometimes. Certainly you can add it to your sparkling water, but also to gin and tonics. And I noticed last weekend we had a lovely dessert with a limoncello sauce. And so I've got a lovely limoncello recipe that you can use your own lemons for making your limoncello out of. So you can even make it for your own liqueurs, use it for your own liqueurs. And everyone seems to have a lemon tree. And if you don't have a lemon tree, there'll be someone that you know who does. When I send out reminders for my class to say to people, you know, I'll see you Saturday or Sunday, I always have a note on the bottom to say, and if you happen to have an excess of lemons, please bring them. So there's nothing prettier than a bowl of lemons on the bench.
Oh, quite.
The thing and about the smell from the lemon zest or the lemon skin is just beautiful too.
Yes, so, I mean, is there anything to rival it? Something that smells so nice, is so healthy for you, and it can be used for sweet, for sour, for savoury, for cleaning. Is there anything to rival it?
Well, I can't really think so. I mean, I love butter and I love salt and I love lots of different foods, but there's nothing that can be used for all those purposes that comes to mind.
Yeah. I think it's the winner, the queen of the
perhaps
fruits.
Perhaps vinegar, but then vinegar isn't as nice in lots of other things, is it?
Well, no. And I don't know you'd want to use vinegar in a dessert.
No. Oh, well, you can use a teaspoon of vinegar in a dessert for egg whites and pavlovas and things, but I usually use lemon juice, so.
Yep. So run me through your best lemon salad dressing.
Oh, right. Oh, look, I do have a lovely vinaigrette. In fact, it's interesting because at the end of the day I have the formula for it, but at the end of the day I always get people to adjust it for the flavour. And the thing that we always adjust is the lemon juice because people often want to add a little bit more. So I have 150 mils of extra virgin olive oil. I'll put in 50 mils of a champagne Chardonnay vinegar, which is a particularly good quality vinegar. But you could also add lemon juice instead of that. I have a couple of teaspoons of mustard and I have a tablespoon of lemon juice as well. So it is always added in there. As well as some salt and pepper. But at the end of the day, what we do adjust is the lemon juice.
The amount of lemon juice, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all a matter of just, when you're cooking, it's a constant seasoning and tasting.
Mm. There are different varieties of lemons.
Uh-huh, yes, there are.
How many different varieties do we find in Australia?
Well, the ones that I'm familiar with mostly are the Eureka lemon, which is almost like the one that you'd find in everyone's back garden. And it's probably what your grandmother had in her garden, the Lisbon lemon and the Mayer lemon, and then there's the lemonade lemon. Now, the Eureka lemon and the Lisbon lemon, they're the tartest, most highly acidic, and they juice well. One of them has a thinner skin than the other, which is a little bit irrelevant for what we're talking about. But they're, because of their acidity, it's important to know the acidity of your lemon, because when we make something like a creme brulee, and I often make one with a lemon creme brulee, which is quite lovely. It's a bit like a lemon curd, if you like. The acidity of the lemon dictates the length of time it takes to cook. So if you happen to use a Mayer lemon, which is a little bit sweeter, you have to cook it for, say, 45 minutes to an hour, whereas if you use either the Lisbon or the Eureka, because of the acidity, which helps the eggs to coagulate, it takes about 15 minutes. So it's quite a significant difference. And you wouldn't want to use the wrong sort of lemon because you'd wonder why it's not setting.
Finally, can I ask you, Tonya Jennings, have you got a trick for getting the maximum amount of juice out of a lemon? Someone told me once you should put it in the microwave.
Oh, yes, that's quite a good idea.
For 20 seconds.
You don't want it to explode, though. Well, most commonly in cooking class, we will actually roll it. We'll get the lemon and we'll roll it on our board, on our work surface, or you can pour boiling water over it, but it's nice to sort of massage it and get it working. And the heat, obviously, from the microwave and the heat from the boiling water will also help the lemon juice come out.
Really? Okay, so that is a truth. Have you got any other tips for us that you can share?
About squeezing them, juicing them.
Or using them.
Oh, heavens. Rightio. Well, I think something that would be very nice for people to know is how to preserve them, because if you preserve lemons in salt, rock salt, you can then use the zest, and it's a very tangy zest. It's mainly used in Middle Eastern, Mediterranean and Moroccan cooking, and it's a very simple procedure. That recipe is actually on my website. It takes about 15 minutes to do a jar of lemons, but the one thing that I have noticed over the years is that you're better to do them in small jars rather than big jars. So put two or three lemons in one jar with rock salt. You need tons of rock salt. Rock salt is very cheap, but it needs to be cut with the nipple facing down. You cut three quarters of the way through into quarters. Pack it full of salt. Have the jar with some salt, rock salt in it. Pack the lemon into the rock salt. Pack all the rock salt around the lemon and just add the lemon. So you're best to do two at a time or three at a time. When I've used large jars, which look extremely pretty, but you never get to the bottom of them before they are overcooked, if you like. Now, some people use them when they're well past their use-by date because the flavour is still there, but they don't look particularly nice because they go brown. So you want to use them when they're luscious and yellow. The zest is luscious and yellow. And when you use them, you have to wash them very well to get off all the rock salt. You don't want the rock salt to be making them even saltier, and then you don't use the flesh. You just use the zest, and you julienne them over couscous, Moroccan tagines, or in salads, or in anything that you would like to give a bit of a boost, flavour boost, a salty lemon tang.
Oh, wonderful. Tonya, it's been delightful to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
All right, nice to talk with you too. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks, Renee.
Tonya Jennings, our chef tonight. She runs the cooking school called Cooking on the Bay. Check it out. You can get that recipe from Tonya's website. There you go, for the love of lemons.